Hey foodies, welcome to Cooking Shooking. Hear the sound. Today we are making this crunchy chili potato at home in total restaurant style. You're going to enjoy it. Let's get cooking. First, here I have a pressure cooker. In this we are going to add the baby potato or the aloo. Here I have 350 grams of it. Add it in. We will add some water along with this. Cover it and cook this for 2 whistles in medium flame. After we hear the 2 whistles, turn off the flame, let it cool down. Then we will open the pressure cooker and peel off the skin. Don't keep the potatoes in water for too long. Here I am removing the water first from the potatoes. If you keep it in water for too long, then they won't be as crispy. So remove the water, strain the potatoes basically guys. After that, peel them one by one. We are peeling them because we don't want to have the skin for making the chili potato. You can also make it with skin if you prefer to. Now for making them extra crunchy, we are going to take a mixing bowl. In this, I am taking 1/3 cup of maida or plain flour and same quantity of cornstarch. We will also take 1 teaspoon of salt and make a medium thick batter. Don't keep the batter too thick, we can anytime make it thicker or thinner later on as required. So here for me the potatoes are also ready, the batter is also ready. We have to mix them both together, but for making it extra crunchy, here I am cutting the potatoes into half. Batting the small ones, so the potatoes are in. Now we will mix it really well with our hands. You can see the consistency of the batter is so nice that it is coating really well with the potatoes. Not too thick, not too thin. So the coated potatoes are ready now. We are going to deep fry it in medium flame. Add them one by one and then deep fry until they are golden in color. Since the batter is made up of maida and cornstarch, they will stick together guys, but don't worry, after these are like 90% done, they will easily separate. For separating them, you can use a knife or this ladle itself. It took me about 4 minutes to fry them. Here you can see the color is looking great and these are lighter also compared to before. Now we will take it out and place it into a plate. No need to use tissue paper or kitchen towel right now because we are anyways going to put this into a sauce. So just try to get rid of extra oil as much as possible, then place it in a plate. I have some more potatoes to fry, so let me put the second batch. Just keep the flame medium and fry them until they are golden guys, otherwise they can stay raw from inside. Here I have fried the second batch also and placed it in a plate. Hear the sound guys, how crunchy these are. Isn't that fantastic? Now let's make the chili sauce. For that here I have a Chinese kadhai. You can also use a regular kadhai if you want to. Just keep the flame very high and heat this up. Once it heats up, we will take 2 tablespoons of oil. Add the oil from sides. The oil will get hot instantly guys and we will add 12 to 13 cloves of garlic which is finely chopped. 3 green chili which is slit and we will cook this together for about 30 seconds. After stir frying the garlic and the green chili, here goes our onion and capsicum. Here I am using 1 of each, a little bit of salt, and we will stir fry this again for about 1 minute. The flame is high, you have to be quick guys, otherwise things can burn. Here you can see the garlic has already started to go brown. It's the perfect time to add the sauces into it. Here I am taking 2 tablespoons of red chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of tomato ketchup, and about 2 tablespoons of Szechuan sauce. All of these 3 together will bring a spicy, sour and sweet taste. Most importantly spicy guys, I am also taking 1 tablespoon of spring onion greens and 1/2 a teaspoon of dark soya sauce. Now give it a stir and cook it for about 2 minutes. Most of these sauces have a thickener in them guys and once we cook them it will get even more thicker, so you can add about 1/2 a cup of water into it and bring it to a boil. The sauce will be ready for the potatoes. So in goes our crunchy fried potatoes. Along with this, I'm also taking some more spring onion greens and we will give it a stir. Here you can see our chili potato is completely ready. Now it's time to serve it. The coating is very well done. You can also add a little bit of water if the coating is not sticking really well. For me, it is done. I have made a dry version of chili potato. So now we are serving it with a sprinkle of chili flakes. That's right, with a sprinkle of extra spice, and I'm serving it with some sticks so that we can enjoy it in party style. That was my recipe for the crunchy chili potato. If you liked it, give it a like and share it with your friends. This will stay crunchy just like it is for about 10 minutes or so. After that, it will begin to soften up because the potatoes are well cooked, guys, and it has a lot of moisture inside it. You will definitely like it. I hope to see you soon with one more video. Bye, take care, happy cooking.